Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome back to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm the host, Professor Chris, and with me is my fellow great debater, Nick Summerall. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, not much, man. I am totally excited that we are finally back with the great debates.
I know, dude, I have missed these so much.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it should is. Should be a good one, too.
It is. We have a great one to start off, and we'll get into that in just a second. For those of you listening for the first time, what this is, it's not a full-length podcast. We're not going to sit here and go on and on, back and forth for an hour like we do with, you know, our normal shows. This is a short show. What we're going to be doing is we each have picked a player who's going in a similar spot in fantasy drafts right now, similar ADPs, and we're going to debate that player. So I'll take my player. I'm going to spend a couple minutes arguing for him. Then Nick gets a minute to rebut. Then he's going to have 2 minutes for his player. I get a minute to rebut. And then we finish it up with final thoughts. And that's the show. So just so you know what you're getting into here, that is the great debate. So today, like we said, we got a good one. We're doing Amari Cooper versus Doug Baldwin. Nick, you got Doug Baldwin. I got Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, after researching it, I am not sorry to hear that. And I know you've done your research, too, so this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. Should be a good one. I cannot wait to dive in. I mean, I've got a lot of information to throw at you. And I think it's just going to be pretty clear cut. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I mean, I was the master debater, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Kind of sets me up for the great debates, you know what I mean?
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. But anyways, just so you guys know, for those of you who are listening, is the point of these debates is not for Nick and I to convince the other person. So I'm not trying to convince him about Amari Cooper to draft him. He's not trying to convince me to draft Doug Baldwin. What we're doing is we're presenting arguments for and against these players to help you guys make decisions on who you want to draft. So we're not,
that's right.
There's not a winner for these debates. We present the information and then you decide who you want.
That's very true. I mean, that's what separates it from what we did, you know, a few weeks ago with the Master Debater series. You know, this is clearly just a really try to help you. I mean, Masturbator was trying to do that too, but in this sense, it's not
as
competitive.
Win.
Right. I mean, we were also trying to win. I mean, this isn't it's competitive, but we really don't have a clear cut winner at the end, as Chris mentioned. I mean, it's just, we're trying to give you good hard facts about these players and trying to convince you who you should side with. And one of us will help you win a championship and just email us or send us a tweet if, like, we helped you. Like, that would be pretty cool, I think. You know, if somebody's keeping track at home about great debates and wants to, like, let us know who they went with, like, at the end of the season or something, see how they went.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Kind of cool. If someone's willing to dedicate from June until December to keep up with that.
And only if you win a championship, too. I mean, I don't want to hear, oh, you ruined it for me or something.
Yeah.
We don't do that. You got the wrong show.
Keep those comments.
You got the wrong show. We don't do that here.
All right, Nick, let's go ahead and get into the debate. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll be kind. You can go first.
All right. I will start. Let me get the stopwatch. You got yours ready?
I can get it up in just a second. That's what I said in bed. All right. Let's see. All right. Got it.
All right. So I said 2 minutes earlier. We started with 2 minutes last season. We learned that wasn't quite enough. So we're going 2.5.
Oh.
All right. Let me know when you are ready for me to start.
I am ready, set, go.
All right. So Amari Cooper. First and foremost, is a wide receiver that any NFL team would be lucky to build a franchise around. The guy's just, he's flat out a beast. He ran a 4.42 40. He's 6'1", and he's just super athletic. Coming into the NFL draft, he was being compared to Marvin Harrison. Now, granted, that's a huge comparison. Being compared to one of the best wide receivers of all time before you even play one NFL game may sound ridiculous, but that's how good Amari Cooper is. Let's break down the stats. As a rookie in 2015, he caught 72 passes for 1,070 yards and 6 touchdowns to finish as a wide receiver too. 72 for 1,070 and 6. That's fantastic for a rookie. Rookie wide receivers generally don't do that. Then he comes out last season, 2016, catches 83 passes for 1,153 yards, adding on 5 more touchdowns, and finished as the number 13 overall wide receiver. Granted, that's still a wide receiver too, but he was only a few points away from finishing as the number 12 wide receiver, which would make him a wide receiver one. So only a few points away from being a wide receiver one. Looking at last season, he had double-digit points in 11 of the 16 games, and he really only had 4 dud games. He had 4 games with more than 100 yards, and I'm talking well over 100 yards. So it wasn't like, oh yeah, 101 or 106. No, it was 137, 138, 129, and a huge 173-yard game. He scored more than 20 points 4 times, including a monster 35-point game week 8 against Tampa Bay, where he went off for 12 catches, 173 yards, and a touchdown. This guy has the ability to do that any given week. I mean, he's a flat-out stud. We talk a lot about how the third year for wide receivers is when they really do start to blossom, when they really do break out. Well, Cooper's been doing that since he was a rookie. If he follows this trend of wide receivers breaking out in their third season, Amari Cooper is primed to have a monster season. I know that Michael Crabtree is there. Crabtree's finished above Cooper the last two seasons, and you can get Crabtree a lot later. But this is the season where Amari Cooper breaks out and passes the 29-year-old Michael Crabtree. Let's not forget a couple things about the Raiders. First, they have one of the best offensive lines in the game. That's great for two reasons. First, Derek Carr, a fantastic young quarterback who's improved every season, has time to make good decisions and accurate passes. Also, the Raiders will have a running game this year. All right. So, we're going to go ahead and move over. Nick, you get 90 seconds to rebut. Go ahead and start.
All right. Well, here's the thing about Amari Cooper. Okay, you did mention the whole fact about, you know, Michael Crabtree being there. Guess what? He's had somewhat of a revival there since, you know, coming to the Raiders, leaving 49ers. I mean, let's put it this way. Michael Crabtree has been more of a red zone threat than Amari Cooper has. I mean, Crabtree has 171 regular season receptions in his two seasons, but he has hogged most of the touchdown receptions. And here's the stats, okay? Cooper didn't score from inside of 32 yards in 2016, while 8 of Crabtree's touchdowns came from 21 yards or closer. In fact, Cooper still hasn't scored from inside 15 yards in his career. I mean, Crabtree had 22 targets compared to Cooper's 13 last year in the red zone. That is stuff that is going to help you get fantasy points, my friends. I mean, if that's not an argument enough, I mean, let's put it this way. You mentioned that they have a great offensive line now, or, you know, a top five one at least, and they're going to focus on the running game. That means Michael Crabtree is their number one, just based off of what he's been doing there as basically the number one. You know, and Amari Cooper, maybe Amari Cooper might be, you know, viewed by defenses as a number one, but as long as they keep doing that, Michael Crabtree is just going to find himself open all the time for Derek Carr to get him the ball, to get him in the red zone. That's just what's going to happen, guys. I mean.
All right. So there you guys got the argument for and against Amari Cooper. Let's move over to Doug Baldwin. Nick, give me some thoughts on Baldwin.
So here's my thing about Doug Baldwin, okay? Let's look at the last two seasons first, okay? You've got 78 catches, 1,069 yards, 14 touchdowns, okay? 94 yards, 1,128 yards, 7 touchdowns last year. Considerable drop in touchdowns. I'll admit that. I mean, his touchdowns went down really hard. You know, and then obviously we can go back 2014 to 2011. I mean, they were pedestrian numbers, nothing special. You know, at least he did have an 800-yard season the year before he broke out. But here's the thing. Each year, especially since Russell Wilson has been there, they have developed a relationship. You see them all the time going out, hanging out together. Like, they are good friends. And when you have that kind of chemistry out there on the field, it's magic. I mean, that guy is just going to get the ball. And, you know, we could be saying to ourselves, okay, well, maybe he didn't get the touchdowns last year, and that is a huge deal. Like I made the argument with Amari Cooper. But the thing is, look at how much his receptions went up, 78 to 94. I mean, so he was a PPR steal for you last year. I mean, he was just about delivering every week he was out there. And you know what the thing is? You're going to see that touchdown number stay about the same. Maybe he can get one more or so this upcoming season. But it's because of Jimmy Graham getting more involved. And that, it does hurt him in the red zone, I admit. But you still got to think, this is the guy to go to. Who else is there? Besides Jimmy Graham, Russell Wilson doesn't give the ball to anybody. We worried about Tyler Lockett for how long? And what has he done? Nothing. He's there maybe to get some nice deep balls, maybe. But these don't hurt Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin has clearly carved himself a role as a wide receiver one, probably more of a back-end wide receiver one. But I'd say he's still quite a few numbers ahead of what Amari Cooper could end up being. And the running game, I mean, it doesn't even compare. We got Eddie Lacy and that offensive line. That's not going to get anywhere. This isn't like Marshawn Lynch with Beast Mode, who happens to be now in the Oakland Raiders. So, I mean, coincidence? I think not. I think this is set up where Marshawn Lynch went to the Raiders just to help me win this debate right here. That's what I'm going to say.
All right, well.
Did you agree with that statement of mine?
No, because I was going to use that as an argument against.
Well, I think Lynch just went to the Raiders just to help me win this debate.
Well, let's go ahead and get into this. You ready?
All right. Yep, ready? Go.
Look, I know the guy's finished in the top 10 2 years in a row. I get that. I'm not arguing against what he's done the last 2 years. But for some reason, I still don't believe that he is that wide receiver one that you want on your fantasy team. He still just seems fluky. In his 2015 career campaign, he went over 100 yards just 3 times. He only finished as a wide receiver one because he had that 5-game stretch at the end of the season where he had 11 touchdowns in weeks 12 through 16, including the championship week where he had 8 catches for 118 and a touchdown. That 5-game stretch is why he finished as a wide receiver one, and those numbers were just not repeatable as we saw this last season. Last season, once again, he was only over 100 yards only 3 times, and he didn't have a fluky 5-game stretch. He had 1 week where he caught 3 touchdowns, but after that, he went 5 weeks before he caught another one. Before that game, he hadn't caught a touchdown in 5 weeks. Yes, 7 touchdowns on the season sounds great, but you look at everything besides that 1 3-touchdown game, he only scored 4 touchdowns in the other 15 games. Looking at his measurables, the guy's only 5'10". He's 3 inches shorter than Amari Cooper. He's not as fast as Amari Cooper. Tyler Lockett is going to be healthy. He's back fully healthy. He's the speedster. He's going to be able to use his speed once again. And Pete Carroll has publicly stated that he wants to get Paul Richardson more involved. With Wilson finding more trust in Jimmy Graham... Whew, didn't get to the offensive line, but that's okay.
That's okay. Well, we have the final thoughts here.
We do.
So how would you like to go? Would you like to go first? Would you like to continue?
Well, we just did Baldwin. Let's go back to Cooper, and then you can have the last chance.
Okay.
All right. So final thoughts. These aren't timed. This is just wrapping up our final thoughts that we had on our players that we didn't quite get to. Talking about the Raiders offensive line. As okay as Latavius Murray was last year, he's certainly no Marshawn Lynch, even though Beast Mode has been out of the game for a year. With a great running game, a great offensive line, and a great young quarterback, Cooper is going to be a guy you want on your team. If you end up having a top 3 pick, and you say you go with David Johnson, Bell, or Zeke, you're going to want Amari Cooper on your team, and he's going to thrive this season. Sure, he's only scored 11 touchdowns in his first 2 seasons, but his touchdown number is going to go up this season, as will his receptions and his yards. He's definitely going to be a wide receiver one. He's just going to have that quintessential third-year breakout wide receiver season. This year, he jumps into that upper echelon of wide receiver ones. Cooper and Baldwin, they both have similar ADPs. Cooper's going at the 2.10. Baldwin's 3.03, and that's in a 12-team league. For guys who are being drafted at basically the same time, I'd much rather have that third-year breakout candidate who has already put up two excellent seasons in his first 2 years than a guy who I just don't believe in. I'm not saying Baldwin's an awful wide receiver by any means. He's not. I like Doug Baldwin. But I'd put my money on Cooper finishing in the top 10 this season way before I would Baldwin.
You know, let me put it to you like this. So you mentioned something interesting to me. You know, Baldwin and Cooper's ADP. Cooper, you said 2.10. Baldwin, 3.03. Is that right?
Yep.
So here's the thing. I like that. I want somebody to take Cooper in the second round as opposed to me getting Baldwin in the third. I'll take Baldwin in the third all day. That's better value to me. I mean, you know, at least at that point, I could have gotten a wide receiver one and paired him with Baldwin, who I think is probably more of, a wide receiver 1.5, if I had to be honest. Like, he's not an elite one, but he's certainly better than a two. That's how I feel about Baldwin. So Amari Cooper, though, I think he's clearly a wide receiver two, until he proves otherwise. And he ain't proven it, especially with those red zone touches that I mentioned.
Are these final thoughts on your player or against mine?
Well, I mean, I guess it's just kind of in general. I don't know. I mean, this is just final thoughts. I didn't think we were really separating, because here's the thing. Like, I'm getting to Coop. I'm talking about Cooper, though. I mean, I just wanted to mention that it's interesting, though. You did say that they're both like their ADP. I was just pointing out that, you know, while I like Baldwin's ADP, I also like Cooper's because I want people to take Cooper ahead of Baldwin. That's all I'm saying. And I was just bringing it up again. Cooper's red zone targets is alarming to me. He doesn't get that ball in the end zone.
I will admit that is something that I looked at and is kind of disconcerting, but I don't think that's a trend that's going to continue.
Well, with the running game so improved, I mean, how can you tell? The running game's going to be better this season. And Michael Crabtree is the guy he goes to. I'm sorry. I think that's
been the trend the first two seasons. I'll concede that. Yeah. But anyways, just for your edification on sleeperwire.com, if you go sleeperwire.com/rankings, we have Amari Cooper 10, Doug Baldwin 11. And these are consensus rankings. These aren't ones that I made today to show Nick that Cooper's better. that's how the rankings work. So we do have them back to back. So we do like these guys. I do like Doug Baldwin. Yes. Nick does like Amari Cooper. So we're not saying we hate the other guy. We're just trying to present arguments for and against these guys to help you guys make a more informed decision on who to draft.
I mean, I will say, you know, from doing my homework, I don't hate Amari Cooper. First off, I don't know the guy. Second of all, I don't hate like what his potential is, but I from learning more about Amari Cooper, really digging more into his stats, I gotta say I'm really not excited to try and get Amari Cooper though. I have been kind of, you know, my gears towards him have shifted quite a bit, I have to be honest. And if anything, it's for the red zone targets. That, to me, is probably the most alarming stat from Amari Cooper that I can think of in the situation that's formed around him.
Yeah, so that's personally. I would say that's not going to continue.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe this year will be the year, like you said. Maybe Amari will break out. But until I see it, I can't trust it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our debate. We're going to have to hone it in a little bit next time because we did continue with the argument afterwards, which is not how the show goes. But, you know, that's okay.
But we were having a good time. We're excited. It's the first great debate, leading into the season. So
we just did a fantastic show with Matt Harmon. We're in the mood. We're jazzed up.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Harmon seemed to like Doug Baldwin, so he was on my team. So, you know, just saying. Yeah,
well, he's a hack.
I'll have to point that out to Matt Harmon.
I'm just joking. Matt, we love you. We appreciate you being on the show. We had a great time.
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
All right, guys. That is going to wrap it up for a Sleeper Wire Great Debate. Nick, why don't you tell our listeners where they can find us?
You guys can go to our newly constructed, beautiful sleeperwire.com website. You can also follow us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can follow me at Sleeperwire Nick. You can follow Chris at Seymour SW.
Seymour Sleeperwire.
More Sleepaway. There you go. See, sometimes I don't even remember your own Twitter handle. So, you know, so I get it. I get it now. If you don't remember mine, I got it. You know, you guys can also go to on Sleeperbot. You can go find us there. You can find Chris at, did you change yours to Professor Chris?
I am Professor Chris.
There you go. See, so I knew it. And you can follow me there. I'm at SW Nick. So guys, go ahead and find us. We're just about everywhere.
Yeah, and also check me out on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. So not just Professor Chris. There was already a Professor Chris there who stole the name. So Professor Chris SW. Always posting news, posting pictures. I do short little 1 minute videos, thoughts on certain players, video responses to questions, all sorts of good stuff like that.
All right, sounds good, man. So thanks for having me on, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yes, this was fun. That wraps up our first grade debate. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Take it easy.